T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Braves, and he's been great too. Stinks that he's out for the rest of the season, but Braves got a chance here, a serious chance to go up 2-0 against on the Astros here in game two tonight. They got their ace Max Fried on the mound, which is obviously good news for them. They are still the underdogs in the game. I did see the roof is open tonight at Minute Maid Park.
Okay.
And that's actually a very, very rare occurrence, because I visited Minute Maid before a Tigers Houston basketball game. I think it was a couple years ago. By the way, I did the full ballpark tour. Mm-hmm. No mention of the trash cans. This was right after all the trash can stuff.
Okay.
So they didn't even address it. They didn't want to talk about it. I mean, it's a very nice ballpark. It's cool, but it's super rare that the roof is open.
Why? Because it's hot and they want to keep it cool?
It's hot, and I think unless the temperature is beneath 75 degrees or something like that, they do not open the roof. And it's supposed to get down to 75. They open the roof about 22% of the time. So I guess that kind of changes things. Maybe it's not as loud in there because the sound can't bounce around the same. But I think it's interesting that the roof is open. That'll be cool. I think it'll be a great atmosphere there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching tonight.
Story number 3.
Oh, no, that was story number 3.
Story number 4.
Okay.
Counting. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me.
This headline, I mean, our world is coming to an end. I'll just read the headline. An Instagram model posted a photo shoot she did with her deceased father's open casket on Instagram. This is making the rounds. I'm sure some of you have seen the pictures. This girl, her name is, she's since deleted her account. Her name is Jane Riviera, it looks like. And the caption reads, "Butterfly, fly away. Rip Poppy, you are my best friend, a life well lived." And it is literally her posing in front of his open casket. And it's like,
if she's an Instagram model, maybe, what did you say, is this her grandpa or her dad? Or who is this person?
It's her dad.
Okay, it's her dad. Maybe her dad just wanted her to follow her dreams to be an Instagram model.
I mean,
this is the most clout she's ever going to get.
She deleted her account because of all the backlash. I mean, dude, like, come on. Guys, like, I like social media as much as anybody. I have Instagram. I have Twitter. I got a Facebook that I never use. We have to be better.
We have
to be better as a society. There are some things that just don't need to go on your Instagram feed.
And that's one. But I have this saying.
TMI.
I have this saying, and I say it to my mother and my girlfriend all the time. If it didn't go on Instagram, did it really happen?
Did it really happen?
If it's not on Snapchat, did it really happen? Because every single thing nowadays goes on Instagram and Snapchat. And look, I post on Instagram all the time. But most of the time, I'm posting on Instagram on my story. It's because I'm in, like, a different city doing something cool. And I'm just sharing it, right?
Yeah.
And I just don't think that the weekend at the pumpkin patch needs to go on Instagram. I don't know. It's just not that interesting because everybody else is out doing the same thing.
Are you singling me out? I literally posted a picture of me and my family at the pumpkin patch this weekend.
Is it a post or a story?
It was a story.
And is it of your kid?
Yes.
Okay, fair game.
Okay.
Fair game.
I mean, it was his first ever pumpkin patch.
That's fair. That's fine. I'm just saying, like, there's more exciting things. I don't know. I feel like everything has to go on freaking Instagram, and I'm tired of people sharing a bunch of memes on their stories too, because most of the time they're not funny.
Yeah,
you're now I'm getting worked up over here.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm good. Like, everyone out there posts whatever you want. Like, I love seeing people's stuff. Even the cheesy stuff. Like, you know, I'll look at your pumpkin patch pictures, but where I draw the line is posting images in front of dead bodies. Like, that's even if it's your dad.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just don't do it.
Don't do that.
You got to think like even though it's like, man, this is going to be a really good post.
Didn't
like
Logan Paul, remember Logan Paul got in trouble?
He well,
posted
that was like
a dead
not
body
his family,
on YouTube. Yeah. I mean, like, just avoid dead bodies on posts.
You got to sit there and tell yourself, like, okay, you know, this is going to be a really beautiful tribute. Fine. And then you got to think a little bit harder and think, you know, I'm actually posting a picture of a dead body. I probably shouldn't do that.
If you're going to do a sappy post about, you know, losing your dad, which I think is fair game, fine. Post that.
Course,
it might make
of course,
you feel better.
Yes.
Absolutely post it. Find some baby pictures of you and your dad together.
Yeah, leave
something.
Out his open casket. That's,
we don't need to see your... Yeah.
No, that's out of bounds. So
we don't need that.
So
speaking of Instagram, by the way, our next guest, Jeff Calkins, he's got Instagram.
Oh, let's ask him about it.
Brand new to Instagram. We will ask him if it's fair game when we come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Let me tell you, Windows 11, it is finally here. It's faster, easier, it's safer. But you don't want to try to upgrade on your own. That might be a mistake. You don't want to risk losing anything. So just take your computer to Cooper Systems and let them handle it for you. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for more than a decade now. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show from the jump, and they've never left, and that's because you guys have been letting them sell your computers and fix your computers year after year after year after year. They have high-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets. They got a variety, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, and Apple. Yes, they have Apple. They can handle data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, crack screens, virus removal. It's your one-stop shop for all your computer needs. It's a local business that strives. Go support them. It's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. And don't forget to shop early for Christmas because supply chain issues will limit the availability of computers, laptops, and printers. 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Their unmistakable music. Their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back.
You're as cold as ice.
The greatest hits of Foreigner. Saturday, November 6th, Landers Center. Their music changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. VIP packages available at ForeignerOnline.com. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Hey, 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 Mid-South. It's time to get your Mitsu on at Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike. Want great mileage at a great price? How about 43 mpg in your new 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage? $179 per month. Get more standard equipment than Ford Escape or Mazda CX-5 in your 2022 Eclipse Cross. $279 per month. Need My Pilot Assist? We Gossett in new 2022 Outlander at $319 a month. And get our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage Eclipse, 84 months at 3.9% APR. Mirage, MH010713, MSRP 17055, 3100 down. Eclipse, NZ09209, MSRP 26470, 5150 down. Outlander, NZ023516, MSRP 29445, 84 months at 4.94500 down. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
Football season is here. Visit Discount Tire and let our pros take care of you so you never miss a moment of the game. Get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online. Use Treadwell, your personal tire guide, to find the right tire for your driving habits and get the same expert advice that you'd get in the store. At Discount Tire, we take pride in making your experience with us as easy as possible. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
So you know when you have to make a hard choice, like between chocolate brownie fudge or lavender ice cream? Well, where it gets really tough is choosing an internet and wireless carrier. Like, do you choose fast gig speed internet or one that blocks malware? And then what about wireless? Do you choose unlimited with 5G or the most reliable network nationwide? or wireless that's number one in customer satisfaction. With Xfinity, you don't have to choose because you can get all of that with Xfinity. It's internet and wireless so good, it keeps one-upping itself. Get Xfinity internet and mobile together for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Visit an Xfinity store to learn how our Switch Squad makes switching fast and easy. Requires paperless billing and auto pay, ends 11/15/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Compares optimized pricing to top carriers. Xfinity internet required.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Hey, what if I thought I knew you? Really, what's
welcome back, hour number two. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, the city's columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, we were just talking about Instagram, right? And
you're talking about Instagram?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you are a new Instagram user. So, actually, before I even tell you the headline, I just followed you on Instagram. So the least you
could
follow me back. You follow one person, Jeff. You follow Jalen Duren, who's I gotta say is a pretty good person to follow, but you can't we can't at least get like Ja Morant in there too or somebody else.
Well, I've only signed on once because it was when he was committing. I wanted to see, and he was committing on Instagram, so I signed up on Instagram to see his Instagram release, and then I have never been back.
So you like, would. So you don't even know that you have 31 followers. You have 31 followers.
Well,
including your workplace, 92.9 also follows.
That's a disappointed group of followers because I have never put anything on Instagram, and I'm not against it. I find that you can only have you only do so much, and so
yeah.
I do Facebook, although it's evil. And I do, and the truth of the matter is, Facebook for me drives more conversation and readership, because we know where readers come from, than anything else. Twitter, I do Twitter, and then I have two different email accounts. Like there's an email account at 92.9, and occasionally I edit, I don't even know how to access it. And so people from the radio station will send me emails, official emails, and I don't know how to get them. But with two emails, plus Facebook Messenger, right?
Yeah.
Plus then you're monitoring your Facebook account. Oh, two Facebook accounts, because I have a quote-unquote a work one and a personal one, although the personal one is a work one. And then Twitter, what the hell? Like how much of this do we need?
No, you're probably right. You're right.
I mean, but, I think I would be highly amused by TikTok. I am when people send me TikToks. I just know it's I'd be forever on TikTok then. I don't need that.
No, yeah.
I barely function as it is.
TikTok is very addictive. So, yeah, I would stay off of TikTok. I mean, we know that that Gary's on it because he's on this show talking about big banks and stuff like that all the
time. Big bank. Gary is on TikTok. We know he's on TikTok.
We know he's on TikTok. But a Gus picture on Instagram would be appreciated. We were just talking about appropriate or not appropriate things to post.
Okay.
There's a headline out there. Do you want to just read them the official headline?
Yeah, here's the headline, Jeff. An Instagram model posted a photo shoot she did with her deceased father's open casket on Instagram.
Appropriate or not, Jeff?
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
You cannot put dead bodies on social media.
No dead people. That should be rule number one. No dead people.
I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think that's appropriate. Now, yeah, no. You don't need to be doing it. For your father, the dead person can't give enthusiastic consent either. I tend to believe that you should only – I only like my picture if I give permission, and if I'm dead, I can't give permission. Now, I literally was just clicked on a story before you called about some artist who's mad because bikini pictures of her were released. She seemed to have initials as a name. I think her name was Initials. I whatever. I can't see that if you were if you are a celebrity, having people take pictures of you all the time and put them in wherever would be irritating. Wouldn't that be irritating?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I give Penny and Ja and all those people a lot of credit, because they get asked for pictures all day, every day. And most of the time I see them, they answer.
Than having just someone randomly snap pictures of them as they're walking along. That also happens to them.
That also happens.
At least there you get a chance to smile and straighten up and you feel like you're doing something nice. And it's a moment that you're sharing with someone, even if it's a bother. But the whole idea of you're slouching along and whatever else, and then all of a sudden someone takes a picture of you and throws it up somewhere. Yeah. No, we should all move to islands and desert islands and live alone. We're not fit to be with other people.
I just don't know how. You're right. Like this, social media craze. I've thought about it before, just like how much of my life is on social media, and I don't know if is that a good thing? Am I going to look back one day and think
about that? You did this piece that you were not enthusiastic about all the Grizzlies, where they are on social media, who's active, what they tend to tweet about, and I found it fascinating. I was like, why? In fact, I asked you this question. I said, why didn't you tweet it out? Because I like their, who's tweeting about their family, who's tweeting about the Nets, who's tweeting about or Instagramming, and who's where. I found it fascinating. You sort of said, yeah, I assume everybody knows this, which nobody knows all of this. But what it really revealed was how much you just take in terms of social media.
It's half my job.
You didn't even have to do a lot of special research to write this. You just know it because you breathe it, right?
Right, and sometimes I think that's a bad thing. Like it's forming my opinion of the world in a negative way.
Well, let's do this. Do this for me. Rank in terms of activity on social media, not number of followers or whatever else. Rank for me the top five Grizzlies in order in activity on social media.
Okay. Ja Morant is first.
He's number one, and easily. And where is he most active?
On both. He does both. So he's
Instagram and Twitter?
Yes, he does both. So Ja Morant.
And he's good too, right? And
it's entertaining. Sometimes it's like lyrics and you won't understand, and then other times it's like him calling out the guy who said he doesn't, he doesn't have the fire
in it. Does he put pictures up and stuff?
He puts pictures up. A lot of them are basketball pictures. They're on his story. Sometimes he posts videos and pictures of his daughter, which is cute. Baby pictures are accepted. That's why I said Bennett's allowed to post his kid from the pumpkin patch. That's fine. That's cute. That's okay with me.
Okay. So he's
first.
Number one. Who's number two?
I would say maybe Desmond Bain. Desmond Bain is on Instagram a lot. He's on Twitter too. He's active on both.
Okay, and what is Desmond post about?
He's mostly posting about basketball. It's mostly basketball. It's occasionally some TCU stuff. He still supports TCU. So I would say Dez and Jaren are like close. They're close two and three, I would say.
Okay, now is Jaren about his fit all the time? Is that what Jaren is? Jaren a lot of style?
Yes.
What's Jaren?
Jaren is a lot of style. He also has a stylist that I follow on Instagram, like the person.
Oh, God.
And
really?
Those are more
in the weeds.
Those are more entertaining to me than
the stylist.
Yeah, yeah. It's like how Jaren arrives on his outfits. Yeah.
Does he do Instagram and Twitter too, both?
Yeah, he does both, but he's on Instagram a lot more than on Twitter, I would say. And Brandon Clark, I should mention, is also on it. This is hard. Like it gets hard once we get past
there's
top
a cluster.
Point. Yeah,
right. Brandon, and what's Brandon? Is he's just fits too, isn't he? He's not taking an interest in style, right?
Yeah, but he likes to downplay his style. I've asked him about the style before. He likes to downplay it compared to Jaren, just because. I guess he doesn't have a stylist and stuff, and I think Jaren kind of got him into it. And then after him, like, the four and five could be, like, anybody. There's a lot of different options here.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle tweets a lot. He tweets about just different stuff. Kyle also, people might think that this is interesting, actually. I think it's his sister or one of his family members owns a kids' clothing line called City Kids based out of New York. And so he posts kids' fashion stuff on his pages.
And he does Mets stuff too, right?
And Mets stuff on Twitter a lot. And then Eve. Eve Pons. He's a photographer, and he has a full-on photography Instagram account where he posts pictures that he took. Yes, a separate one from him. And I follow that and, you know, get to see the pictures that he's taking and stuff. So, yeah, I'm deep in the weeds on this, and sometimes I feel like it's not a good thing, honestly.
Anyone put up pictures of their dog or their breakfast or, you know, whatever, or they just – tweet about basketball and style all the time.
It's mostly basketball and style and rap music. And then, I mean, Zaire posted for his mom's birthday. I thought that was, you know, nice.
You are swimming in this stuff, man.
I have an alert on my phone. I get an alert every time.
Anytime any of them puts anything on social media?
Yes. I have an alert.
Oh, my God.
My phone goes off 100 times a day. No, not like that. But, like, anytime Ja posts to his story or on Instagram or tweets, my phone beeps. So, that alone, my phone is going to beep 100 times.
You know, it's funny because it seems like, I know we're talking about it like it's kind of silly, but, like,
this is my job. Like, I have to do this.
Like, one of them tweets, like,
I'm out of here.
F this, or, you know what I mean? Like, you got to see it first.
You had Jonathan Lawson tweeting, like, free us or something on Instagram or on something the other day, right? I think John mentioned something like that. I didn't see it, but like, yeah, if you would hope that you saw that, right? I mean, you don't want to miss anything. And I don't always look at it the second that it pops up on my phone. That would be too much. But like, sometimes I'll have an alert that D'Anthony Melton, Jaren, and Ja all posted on Instagram or all posted on Twitter. And then whenever I pick up my phone next, 20 minutes later, I go through all the posts. It's a lot. It's like homework.
There has never been a 20 minutes later before you picked up your phone next, has there? Do you have your phone?
It depends on what I'm doing, but yeah, I have my phone. I'm on my phone a lot. I'm scared to pull up the screen time.
All right. So what are you going to be tweeting about tonight? You going to be tweeting about Ja?
So Chris is actually going to write the game tonight, and I'm going to focus on maybe writing some sort of feature for tomorrow. So I don't know exactly what, but I mentioned this earlier, and I think this might be something interesting to write about. And I thought it was something you guys talked about on your show this morning, unless I'm misremembering. Isn't it interesting how Portland and the Grizzlies have like some of the same parallels? Like they have this superstar point guard, yet you know Portland feels like it's 5 to 7 years down the road from where Memphis is right now. And what I said is like, you know, you got these two star point guards, but they're also in, like, totally different positions. You've got Ja looking at the mountain saying, all right, what tools am I going to need to get to the end? And you've got Damian Lillard already halfway up the mountain looking around going, oh, gosh, I don't know if I'm going to make it to the top, right? Like, how do the Grizzlies avoid being in the second situation, you know? How do they put themselves
in a better position? What's interesting is we asked Chris today on the show if you could have the run that Portland has had, would you take it? In other words, you're describing that the situation that Portland's in is some kind of a failure. And the truth of the matter is, I wouldn't take it, and there are limitations to it, obviously, but it hasn't been so bad. Like, they've been incredibly entertained to have Dame there. They have gotten to a Western Conference Finals. They've been to the playoffs all the time. Like, it hasn't been a stick in the eye that they've had in Portland. But you're right. Ultimately, if you have a transcendent talent, you don't want to be stuck 2/3 of the way up the mountain. You want to be, how do we get closer to the top of the mountain? And so then you look at the next opponent, Golden State, or you look at even more recently, Milwaukee, and you say, all right, how do we do this? It's not easy to do this. The way you do it is by getting other awesome players.
Yeah, you get Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Right. Well, I mean, if the Grizzlies have Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
Well, they don't have Klay Thompson. Let's be clear, they don't. So, now, could Zaire Williams be one of those players who you need? I mean, Portland at one point had LaMarcus Aldridge, another All-Star. alongside Dame. They got C.J. McCollum, who is, you have to say right now, a much more accomplished basketball player than Jaren Jackson Jr.
Absolutely, right? And probably a better player if we're talking about right now.
So, so it's not like they've, you know, it's not like they haven't had some talent around him. They just haven't. Like, it's hard. It's not easy if you're not the Lakers or whatever. You can just say, here, come on. It's not easy to get that other talent. Now, Milwaukee made a great trade for Chris Middleton before he really became Chris Middleton. They quote unquote mortgaged everything to get Drew Holiday. Some people thought they overpaid in assets and money, but they had to get Drew Holiday. And those are really the two biggest pieces. They picked up Lopez off the Heat, really, and remade him. So that's some bargain shopping. And then let's be honest, they also got lucky. Milwaukee only won the title
because
the Nets were hurt too. So they scraped it all together. They figured it out. They put together this team. And by the way, they have in Giannis one of the two best players in the world, which Ja is not yet and may never become. So it's really difficult to do this. Not easy to draft Draymond Green in the second round. You know, that's not easy. An all NBA player and another all NBA player in Klay Thompson at like 11 or wherever he was drafted. So, from the Grizzlies' perspective, I think you look at it and you say, all right, well, we need Jaren to be, an all-star level player, or at least a borderline all-star level player. And then you need, here are the other options you have. You need Dylan. Maybe Dylan could become an all-star. If he's playoff Dylan, well, that works for a while. That works. You need the collection of stuff that you have, extra first-round picks, cap, all of that. Like, that could become one of those players. Zaire Williams could become one of those players. Do you think there's still a chance that Desmond Bane, D'Anthony Melton could become one of those players? But in the end, that's what you do. You have a long time to do this. Like, you're going to have Ja's going to sign another long-term contract with you, and so you've got a while to do this. You have, I think. Dame is in his ninth year, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe Dame. Dame is in his ninth year, so it's only now are people right saying, "Oh, well, we got to get Dame out of Portland so he can win something." So, if you got six more years of Ja to try to figure this out before he starts looking around and thinking, or other people start looking at Memphis and saying, "We got to get him out of there," that means you've done a good job. Unlike what's happening right now in New Orleans, where they're already saying that about Zion. So. So that's what you do, and you just, you try to be Milwaukee or Golden State instead of Portland. But Portland, it's pretty easy to be Portland. It's easier to be Portland than it is to be Milwaukee or Golden State.
I don't think that there's any doubt about that. And, you could be Denver. Like, Denver is a real possibility. They have one star, and look at that. They've made it to, the Western Conference Finals, too. They made it to the Finals in the bubble, didn't they? Western Conference Finals.
They've done some great things. They got a, MVP center in the second round, first round, late first round. Where was he picked? Second round.
I don't remember. I believe it might have been the second round.
Michael Porter Jr. was picked in the teens. Like, that's a hell of a deal, right?
Right. He only fell that far because of injuries.
Because of injury. I mean, there's, things. You have to get lucky for one reason or another.
But I think the difference is, though, that we're not really addressing is that Ja – I'm not saying he has limitations because how could you put limitations on the guy, but he's not a huge wing like some of these other teams have. That's why I like the Golden State model, because Steph Curry's a point guard, yet they're so opposite players. Like, Steph and Ja are completely opposite players. Steph opens up everything because he's such a great shooter.
So they're totally opposite players. The other thing you need is Ja to become a Steph level player. Like, that's a lot to ask, right? But you need him to be a part of this. Is you need Ja to be one of the 10 best players in the league. That's one thing you need.
Absolutely.
Obviously a different kind of player. I mean, Allen Iverson, look at Allen Iverson. He didn't have superstars around him. He had Mutombo. Who was on that team? Guys. What?
No, I was getting ready to say something dumb. I'm glad I didn't say
it. Iverson kind of squeaked into the finals too that one year. You got into the finals one year. Incandescent player, not great pieces around him. Got to the finals one year, I believe. So you can do it as a small guard, but it's a combination of, and the Grizzlies know this. Like, it's a combination of being smart, managing your assets well, getting lucky, which in the end is what they did when they had got John in the first place, right? You got to get lucky, and then hope some things fall into place. Maybe there'll be a year where you're only really the second best team in the West, but you get in because someone else is injured. Like, that's what happened to Milwaukee. And now, because that happened, it feels like Giannis can stay there forever, right? Feels like he can be Dirk Nowitzki and stay there forever.
Also, before I let you go, would you like to apologize to Bennett for starting this air conversation today? I mean, you got John.
I didn't say anything.
No,
about Bennett
you got there. John on a roll. You need to accept some responsibility for this.
Well, two things. I'd like to say two things. I specifically said I wasn't. I don't punch. I don't. You know. I don't punch down. Not that Bennett's down, but I don't. You know.
This is getting worse.
Wow,
it's getting worse.
You guys are just. You and John are just troublemakers.
No, what I meant was, I said let's not drag the producers into this. Is what I said first of all, and then he's the one. I never even mentioned Bennett's name, and I've never so much as thought a moment about one of the follicles on his head. All next thing I know, I'm just saying let's take the. What it all started because John walked into the studio. Said, I need a haircut. I look old. Like, that's where it started. It started with an insult. And as John said, hurt people, hurt people. And so there I was reeling from the insult, and I decided to turn it into a positive. He said, my hair is long. Yes, my hair is long. Let's rank hair. And because I like to rank everything. And so we decided to rank the hair of the host. On 92.9. And let's be honest, if anyone should be insulted here, it's Gary, because we put Gary at the bottom immediately. Like, we just said, okay, Gary's last.
Well, that's why I'm subbing in today. So that, because we knew we were talking hair, and Gary called me up and he said, Drew, I need you and your luscious head of blonde hair to go sub for me. Yeah, I'm here to defend my guy. That's ridiculous.
Tap in.
I'm tired of you and John coming after bald people.
So he was last, and then it, you know, the rest of it fell into place pretty easily. Giannotto's got thinning hair, so he was pretty low on the list. I mean, he's a hairy fellow. He had a big beard during COVID. Like, he can grow a much better beard than I.
I liked the beard. I thought it was a good look for him.
I like the beard too. And then I said nothing about Jason's hair, but John did. Turns out that I guess because I said let's rank the hair, that did open the door for some of these hurtful conversations.
But you also replayed the Landers Nolly joke on air again. Like, you're coming after Landers.
That is highlighting someone's humor.
Okay.
I was highlighting John's humor.
That was pretty funny.
It was funny. I'll give him some credit.
That was pretty funny. So,
no, I take no offense. Listen, I've been a bald man for quite some time now. It's just part of who I am.
I'm hoping it never happens for me because my grandfather, he's still got the full head of hair. He died. My other grandfather died with a full head of hair. So I'm feeling good about my hair situation.
I don't think hair or more or less hair makes anyone more or less of a man. You know, I think. So that's the first thing.
I think less hair might make you more of a man.
Yeah, maybe. Look at Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like the man.
The most manly of men. Yeah.
So then, but then there's the separate thing is that we each have the things that some things that we get made fun of for, right? I mean, Brad is a dorky white guy, right? About as corny as you can possibly imagine, even cornier than I am. I don't know if you know this, I'm pretty old, you know? And people have no problems calling me old or calling me out for being old. And Bennett, it so happens that Bennett is not well-haired. You know, he's just not.
It's true.
He's pointed out, he's just not.
He's got the salt and pepper beard working, though.
Gary, you know what Gary is? He's short and he's got little bitty hands. You know?
Yeah, he does have a little bitty hands.
I refuse to attack the man that lets me host his radio show.
No one makes more fun of himself than Gary.
That is probably true.
For the neck, the hands, the height, the hair. Now, Gary, mind you, he's standing astride the world, so he can't, you know.
Right, yeah.
It's when you're Gary.
Gary's the guy that's on TV every day.
That's what I'm saying. You can say what you want about whatever he is, but the man is a TV star.
Yeah, they picked Gary to go on TV. They didn't pick any of us.
They didn't pick any of us to go on
TV.
True. Yep, exactly right. So who, you know,
all
who
right.
laughs last?
Yeah.
Jeff, get a post up on Instagram, please.
Yeah, post Gus picture.
You're already getting followers, but after this
it's
segment.
Pathetic.
Yeah,
think,
we talked about
it. Post.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
Just you got to post
it
Gus.
And get a good first one up.
Post Gus.
Gus?
Yes. I miss
him. I'll see what I can do. All right, see
you. Okay.
Bye. See you.
See you, Jeff. Apologies accepted, by the way.
Yeah.
He didn't apologize.
I was never offended in the first place.
First of all, though, that was unfair. I felt bad. I felt bad for Jason. That's who I felt bad for, because John unfairly attacked his co-host. They're supposed to be in cahoots, and he just attacked his guy. In fairness,
if you've ever listened to their show, there's a lot of throwing Jason under the bus, so I think it's par for the course.
That's ridiculous. Jason has to go through enough, people. He's a Bears fan like me. You can't do things like that to him. You can't tell stories like that. It's completely unfair. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more about the NBA. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station. Ja Morant.
Ja Morant, look out! Right-handed hammer!
Tonight, the Grizzlies take on the Portland Trail Blazers. Pregame at 8:30, tip at 9 on 92.9 FM, 680 AM, and Memphis on the Odyssey app.
NFL Week 8 is upon us, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is make a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. As you know, FanDuel Sportsbook, it is America's number one sportsbook because it's easy to use, safe and secure. They have fast payouts that allow you to get your winnings in as little as 2 hours. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in yours on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up with promo code Gary to also receive 25-1 enhanced odds on any touchdown in Sunday night's game between Dallas and Minnesota. You could win $125 on just a $5 bet. Promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
I got him on the line, Jeff Allen. And the king of happy at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey folks, need a new ride that gets 41 mpg? 2021 Kia Forte, $249 a month. 2021 Kia Rio S hatchback, 41 mpg, only $258 a month. Plus a 2022 turbocharged Kia Soul, ready for that road trip at $267 a month.
Plus you'll always get Kia's 10-year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty program. Remember, Forte, $249, Rio, $258, Soul, $267. And don't sell your trade till you check with us.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9%, $29.99 down payment, Forte, NE409215, MSRP 19335, Rio, NE427894, MSRP 19755, sold, N780876, MSRP 20615, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 10-31-21, dealer stock only.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They're offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it's Dr. Matty Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Matty and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news. The Smile Center is currently accepting new
new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mehdi with my family. You can do the same. That's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 901-309-1333. The Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
The Tennessee Cash Jackpot just keeps getting bigger. With the jackpot now up to $600,000, you could be tonight's big winner. Tennessee Cash tickets are available at any Tennessee Lottery retailer.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer Wet Jet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors. Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. We've got a big soccer game coming up, Ben.
Yes. I wanted to mention this big match tonight for Memphis 901 FC, our professional soccer club here in town. They're going to be at AutoZone Park tonight, taking on FC Tulsa. It's at 7 o'clock at AutoZone Park. And the tonight's match is going to confirm the division seeding order heading into the USL Championship playoffs. Basically, 901 FC has already clinched a spot in the playoffs. They're going to be in the postseason, which should be coming up here in the next week. But they can earn the 3 seed in the Central Division with a win over FC Tulsa tonight. A victory would lock up the 3rd spot in the division, while a draw would mean Memphis must win on the final day of the season to clinch, regardless of Tulsa's outcome on Saturday. A loss by margin of 2 goals or fewer tonight would mean Memphis could only clinch the 3 seed on the final day of the season with a win and a Tulsa loss. And a loss by 3 or more goals tonight would earn Memphis the 4 seed and lock in a trip to face the Tampa Bay Rowdies in the first round of the playoffs. So a lot at stake tonight in this one. Again, they're going to be at AutoZone Park tonight, so get out there if you can. But if you can't, you can also watch it. It's on ESPN Plus tonight, 7 o'clock.
By the way, just before I make this Grizzlies comment, I do not like Tulsa. Not a fan of the city. So
I don't
therefore,
like Tulsa either.
Don't like, do not like their
screw
soccer
FC Tulsa.
Team. Yeah, screw them. Dislike them. Both times I went to Tulsa as the Tigers basketball beat writer, the Tigers got blown out. Nobody read the story because the game stunk. We got pulled over both ways for no reason. Remember when Jeff got pulled over live on air?
Yes.
That was one of those trips. And then there's a little Mexican restaurant that Giannato suggested to me to go to the first time that I went. And I went and I thought it was bad and I came back. And then the second time we went, I went with everybody else. And everyone thought it was good except for me and, like, dumped on me and my opinion. And so I was embarrassed, and I really just cannot stand Tulsa. Do not like Tulsa. Let's go 901 FC.
Yes, sir.
I hope they get it done tonight against Tulsa. A little thing here from Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard's rapper name. So apparently he did like a sit-down interview with this company called Revolt because he released a new album called On Levels the Lord Allows. Different On Levels the Lord Allows, which spells out Dalla, which is his rap name. He just was talking about how rap music helps keep his mind right, and like rapping helps keep his mind right during the season so that, you know, he doesn't fall victim to, I guess, the criticism and people saying he's playing well or not playing well. And then he says in the interview, what I want fans to get from my new project is I'm not a basketball player that raps. I'm a rapper. So what do you think about that? I will never be able to think of him as anything but a basketball player.
Right. I mean, we've talked about this. He is, like, if you've ever listened to his music, like, he's definitely...
Oh, it's good. It's good stuff.
He is the best basketball player to ever put out an album. He is a better rapper than any other NBA player that has tried to do it before.
With all due respect to Jaren and Justice Winslow, who both were rapping over the last offseason, Dame's the best when it comes to that sort of thing. He's the only one that I would actually consider, like, that's not a Grizzlies player that I would consider, like, searching on Spotify and actually listening to the music.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like that's I'm sorry, Dame. People just are going to think of you as a basketball player.
Of course.
That's just the way it's going to be. That's how it is.
All
right. When we come back, we'll do Dinner to Go and get out of here. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
Fall is here. That means lots of football, tailgating, get-togethers, the Grizzlies and Tigers. So it's a fun time of the year. And if you're the type who likes to enjoy a drink every now and then, allow me to recommend New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you could drink it straight. And I promise you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. Ask for it by name when you're a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
It's time to get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Gossett's got the goods to put you on the road today. 2021 Kia Forte, 41 mpg highway, $249 a month. 2021 Kia Rio S hatchback, 41 mpg ready to road trip at $258 a month. Get turbo power with 2022 Kia Soul, $267 a month. And they're not leases, you own them. Forte, $249, Rio, $258, Soul, $267. You want it, we got it at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 2.9%, $29.99 down payment. Forte, ME 409, $215, MSRP 19335, Rio, ME 427894, MSRP 19755, Soul, N780-8276, MSRP 20615, includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695, must finance through Kia. On low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
So then I dropped some garlic and croutons on there, and the rest is salad history. I made the best salad ever, people. And now I'm making the best app. The Caesars Sportsbook app got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesars rewards. Caesars salad ain't got nothing on my app. Nothing!
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app. Your app is ready, Emperor.
Fall is here with football and tailgating in full swing. If you want to look the part, it's time to stop by James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about and shopping at James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's currently loaded with those performance knit pullovers, including new tonal camo colors that are smooth, whether you're a hunter or not. Sports shirts with all of the fall colors to go with the five-pocket pants are in stock. There's a huge assortment of colors. And don't forget about those merino sweaters that are available in rich fall colors. They're forever sharp. And for those nights out on the town, the selection of sport coats at James Davis is unmatched in the area. After being in lockdown, you probably need a fresh coat or three. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis is the custom fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design, they take three measurements, and then in a matter of days, you'll have a custom fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never buy off the rack again. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
See you tomorrow. Drive safe.
Later, buddy. Drive safe.
At Chevy, we know everyone says it.
I'll see you later, man. Drive safe.
A Chevy SUV can help you with active safety features like automatic emergency braking, forward collision alert, lane keep assist with lane departure warning, and following distance indicator. Available on the 2021 Chevy Equinox, Trailblazer, Traverse, Blazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Because the most important thing isn't what we put into a Chevy SUV, it's what you put into it. Very well-qualified buyers get 0% APR financing for 72 months on most 2021 Blazer, Equinox, Traverse, and Trax models when you finance with GM Financial. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Excludes L models. Monthly payment is $1,389 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 6.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 11-121.
Get in the zone.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
I'm so bossy.
Welcome back for the final time today. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big thanks to Jeff for joining us earlier. Big thanks to Coach Jason Marsh from the Memphis Hustle for joining us in the first hour. Time to do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Stop posting dead people on Instagram.
Yeah.
Don't post pictures with an open casket. No photo shoots from funerals. Not allowed. It's all dumb. We also learned that Jeff Calkins has Instagram. He doesn't use it. Hopefully he'll post a picture of Gus like we asked him to do. And Ja Morant is awesome, and he's going to be playing basketball tonight. I'm sure this is also going to be on the games to watch here. But, yeah, total is 25.5 points for Ja Morant, and Bennett is taking the over. I'm excited to watch it. Tips off at 9 o'clock p.m., so I hope you're ready for a late night.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, you said it. It is Grizzlies at Blazers. Pregame starts at 8:30 p.m. with Jessica Benson, followed by a 9 p.m. tip-off late one tonight with Eric Hasseltine on the call. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN, 680 a.m., and on the Odyssey app. So be sure to listen to us tonight, especially when it starts up at 8:30.
Yeah, Jessica is awesome. I love listening to the pregame. So is Eric. They're both great. I like to listen to him while the game's going on, too. So, yeah, I second that.
Yeah,
both awesome shows.
Grizzlies are – hang on. I gotta get my FanDuel pick here. I'm waiting on this slow computer. Do you have the line in front of you?
The line is, I believe, 2.5. I think it's Blazers minus 2.5.
I mean, I think the Grizzlies are better than the Blazers. So, yeah, it is. It's Portland minus 2.5. I think the Grizzlies are better. I'll go Grizzlies plus 2.5.
You're making me pick? I feel like
no,
I shouldn't have
no,
to pick.
No, you
okay,
don't,
no
you
pick for
pick.
Me.
No,
no
pick,
pick
for
me.
You, but I'm gonna go Grizzlies plus 2.5 tonight. That's my bet tonight.
What should I watch on TV?
It's a big sports night. We talked about Grizzlies at Blazers. We talked in the last segment about that big match from Memphis 901 FC tonight at AutoZone Park. If you can't get down to AutoZone Park, be sure to check it out on ESPN Plus at 7 o'clock. A lot's going to be figured out tonight as far as the USL Championship playoff seeding with this matchup tonight. So check those guys out. World Series Game 2, Braves at Astros, 7 o'clock on Fox. Houston minus 115 on the money line. Braves lead 1-0. Max Fried on the mound for Atlanta. Jose Urquidy.
Yeah.
Urquidy?
Yes,
Urquidy?
I had to look it up earlier. Yep.
Yeah. He's on the mound for Houston. I mean, dude.
Braves, team of destiny.
I think this is going to be a good series, but I like the Braves too, especially with their ace on the mound tonight. Like, I just feel like that that one last night was really, really big for them, and I think they got a nice chance to win this
just
one tonight.
Please no 3-1 leads. Just let's just get Atlanta to like 4-0 or at least 2-2, and I'll feel even better.
Yeah, you also, before the Grizzlies game tonight, it's Hawks at Pelicans on ESPN, and Grizzlies going to be on ESPN as well. Following that game, they were just doing a segment on the pregame show asking, do the Pelicans have draft day remorse for taking Zion over Ja Morant?
I don't see how you couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, of course you do. I think that it's still anyone would have. If the Grizzlies had the number one pick, they would have taken Zion. So,
right.
Like, it's just, you know, it's where they were and it's who they took, and it hasn't worked out so far just because he's been hurt. So, I guess there's remorse, but it's not really their fault necessarily.
Right. The Grizzlies had their eye on Jaren, but didn't Luka go after them or Trae Young go after them, right? So,
yeah.
So after, or Jaren, I should say. So they don't have remorse about that. I don't know about remorse, but they have to be second guessing taking Zion for sure. If you could change it, you would.
Sure. Besides sports, it's obviously Halloween on Sunday. One of the scariest movies of all time, The Exorcist, is on AMC at 8:30. Have you ever seen The Exorcist?
Yes. Actually, I haven't seen anything, but I've seen that.
I was going to say, you haven't seen a lot of movies, but okay. What thoughts on The Exorcist? I think I think it might be the scariest movie of all time.
It's pretty creepy. The demonic stuff.
Gets me.
Yeah, that's the real scary type of movie.
Yeah, that's 8:30 on AMC.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, we have a new health directive came out today. They are now saying that they highly recommend masking in indoor public settings, but they are not mandating it anymore. I'm interested to see what the Grizzlies end up deciding to do about FedEx Forum. We don't know the answer to that yet. I'm sure a decision has not been made since the directive just came out, but you can go read about that over at the Daily Memphian. Also, I talk about my podcast with Chris all the time. We also have a Tiger Sports podcast with my guys Steven Johnson and Frank Bonner, and they do a really good job. Yeah. They posted one today, so go check that out as well.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I'll be back tomorrow. We'll be breaking down the Grizzlies game against Portland tonight. Hopefully, we're talking about a win and another huge Ja Morant performance, because that would be fun. Until then, thanks for listening.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion, the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So, yeah, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying. But did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, incredible smoked wings, I promise you. Even if you don't dig barbecue, you'll dig something on the menu, which you can find at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. Memphis Barbecue Company, it's located at 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis. It's easy. Just take 55 south to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week or schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. GetMitsu.com.
Hey, 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 Mid-South. It's time to get your Mitsu on at Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike. Want great mileage at a great price? How about 43 mpg in your new 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage? $179 per month. Get more standard equipment than Ford Escape or Mazda CX-5 in your 2022 Eclipse Cross. $279 per month. Need My Pilot Assist? We Gossett in new 2022 Outlander at $319 a month. And get our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage Eclipse, 84 months at 3.9% APR. Mirage, MH010713, MSRP 17055, 3100 down. Eclipse, NZ09209, MSRP 26470, 5150 down. Outlander, NZ03516, MSRP 29445, 84 months at 4.9, 4500 down. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
Kroger is proud to be a cornerstone of the great city of Memphis. Every year, we're able to provide thousands of fresh, nutritious meals to our neighbors in need. Of course, we couldn't do it without our more than 16,000 friendly Kroger associates who always rise up to meet the needs of our customers and communities. It's their dedication, commitment, and determination that helps us build stronger communities all across the Memphis area. Because at Kroger, we're a family, and we're stronger together.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 ESPN local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.